I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Every once in a while, we get a great guest on that we just can't get enough of him in the first 10 minutes. If we just talked to him and start with the anecdotal stories, we'd have probably got through it. But that always happens. So at the end of the day, Marcos Fernandez, Ideal Welding Solutions, he's got a custom smoker sitting outside the studio here. We oohed and aahed over it and slid the shelves in and out and raised the lid and did all that stuff. But we want to talk a little bit more about that.
Well, wait a minute. Back to Boston.
Yeah. Anybody else want to? If you're just tuning in, you missed Bob's story about a four-hour walk in bad
just
shoes.
Kidding.
Yeah, you're listening to Grilling Guys. And we are not sponsored by the Good Feet people. So.
And I tried that place. Don't do it. Anyway, so this one, how long did it take you to make it?
This one we was working on it on and off. We was working on it on and off for some months.
So it's like a side project. So your primary customer is just a guy that's got a small factory or something, needs something fabricated, needs some welding done.
Yes. Well, yeah, that's some of it. Because now with this company, I've actually changed. Well, now we're just design and manufacture, so we're just trying to make our own products.
But you've got a lot of truck companies and stuff around you. You got meat packers, all this other stuff. So you probably have quite more and more customers coming in just wanting fab jobs.
Yes, there's a lot of different fabrication. But with this one, I'm trying to move it to the design and manufacture, where it's going to be creating its own product. So with this company, I want the average person coming in, hey, can you build this?
Right.
Yes, we can. And I'll bring the engineers in, and we'll sit there, and we'll go through it.
So you use like steps. AutoCAD or something like that to draw everything up,
yes.
And then that ties into your CNC, and that's so cool, man. You're making us all proud, and that's exactly how this country was built. Guys like you and your crew.
So the smoker that we have outside. We opened it up. How many grates are in there, and what do you tell us a little bit about?
The whole lower level is full. Is the grate goes all the way through the whole tank?
Okay.
And those grates, they're stainless steel, 304 stainless steel pull out all the way. They're half inch.
And rod on them, half inch rod.
Do you have a provision where you can put coals in the bed of that, and then just do char grilling on it?
Yeah, you can. Basically, what we have to do is we'll make a pan on the bottom of
it.
So then you can pull those pans out.
To empty it. Yeah. Is there any other way? So do you have a grease trap in there, or a pit?
Yes, we got two ball valves.
Yeah.
We got two ball valves on each center right underneath the main where the doors open it.
Nice.
Right.
Inside the cook chamber.
And I see you put some nice offsets on those doors. Those doors are heavy.
Yeah.
If you don't have those counterbalances, I'll tell you what, you're going to embarrass yourself trying to open it.
Well, I've got a story about that. 10 seconds. We've got this Good One smoker. It's not nearly as nice as that. And the lid came up, and I had chicken dip in there. And when I tried to pull it back down, a big gust of wind took it out of my hand. And when that door slammed down, the patina from inside the smoker was all over my dip, ruined a whole 20-inch skillet of dip because it was just black.
You know, that smoke just builds up inside. Yours will do the same
thing. Well, that's part of it. You want to get it seasoned, right?
Yeah, definitely.
You just don't want to season your dip.
Yeah, but anyway. But to the point is, there was no counterweights on that door. It isn't nearly as heavy as those, but if there had been, it wouldn't have slammed.
So,
and that's a great thing.
When you designed this firebox, was there a thought to stick burner, charcoal, anything you can do to go straight stick and build up your coals and...
Yeah, when I designed the firebox, it was going back and forth, and it was, you know, be honest with you, it's difficult to find some of the material. So I even like the pipe. I got a pipe. It's 26-inch cylinder, 30 inches. I had to go all the way to, was it Portage, to find it. There's a guy out there, old, used to work with the iron workers, retired.
Oh.
He got his own little fab shop inside.
So he's got a stash.
Yeah, so he makes rollers, and he's like, come on in.
Well, that's where your network
is
good to have.
And he makes rollers, long rollers for the old farmer guys, the country guys.
Right.
And so with this, I was just like, well, I just need this size. Can you make it? And he was like, yeah. And like, I even called him back because we're building another one.
Yeah.
Hey, do you have this size, the same size? I don't got that one right now. So now it's just figuring out what's best.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't know if it's anything that big, but I've got a buddy down in Shartucky that worked for a mechanical and plumbing company, and they did big steam pipes over at the university in Michigan State, and they'd have cutoffs of big stainless steel pipes that they were putting in, you know, when you
to fit it or whatever,
have cutoffs. And but it made me think of that because they're chunks 2-3 foot long, and his son uses a handheld plasma cutter and makes artwork out of those. It's curved art.
Yeah.
It's but
so you can put a candle behind it.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Like
but
that.
But it's but it, it made me think of that is that is hard to find. It's
and,
a unique product.
And that's a good thing too. Well, you gotta understand what the history of that pipe. That pipe was in the ground for 50 years.
Right.
And it's still good.
So
you know
that
what I mean? The tank was decommissioned. The tank was there for 30 years.
Yeah.
So just in history of putting this together, you have over 80 years of product that had been made.
80 years of flavor.
Right. Yeah.
So the top
hope
of that.
I hope it wasn't a sewage pipe. Yeah.
So you've played around a bit with your firebox. Thanks, Randy.
Yeah.
This is actually a gas
pipe. The little boy thought there. The 12-year-old came out.
Close.
So you played around with the firebox. You probably had a few iterations of it and got it kind of where you like. How long are you burning mostly stick? When I say stick, I'm talking about pure hardwood. For those of you who don't know what a stick burner is, that's when you just throw logs in.
Yeah.
Is that primarily what your thought was?
I'll probably do both. I seen some, it was like almost like a hybrid of some coals and
a lot of stick burner guys do that anyway, especially if they have to take a nap.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm just curious if you think that firebox is, you know, it's probably third, fifth generation, whatever. What other things you're trying to get out of it to make it up to where you want it to be?
Well, a lot of things. Now, another thing is, too, like even building a rack.
Right.
Just, you know what I mean? Just to offset it so when the empty coal's on the bottom, so it's still cooking.
Right, right. And like the Lang, they take your firebox and they just keep stacking it up. You see a pretty big tower on top of some of these. And that's kind of cool, too, because you can be like smoking something like chicken in particular. And you don't want that raw chicken dripping on your pork while it's cooking.
Yeah.
But if you got a big giant stack of chicken, you don't care if it drips on each other because you're going to bring it all up to temp anyway. So that's kind of convenient to have. But I'm also curious, like the top of that firebox, you ever take any temperature samples off it?
No, not yet.
Because I'm thinking that's a great spot for a flat top for jobbing.
Sure, yeah. I mean, there's going to be heat. That's steel.
It's going to be heat. The thing is, like we ran one fire through it, but it's insulated.
Oh, right. Okay.
It's all insulated.
Right. Yep.
All right.
Yep.
So then you might just have to fab your trailer and put a spot to put a flat top somewhere. If you want a little gas unit or something like
yeah,
that,
definitely.
You can always just do that. And maybe
and we can always add on to it. And that's the good thing.
And then the big thing is, too, with something like that is wood, a place to haul your wood.
Yeah.
Right.
Because you go through a bunch. If you're going for the weekend, it takes a lot of hardwood, and you don't want to have to buy it when you're at an event or somewhere different.
No, you're going to bring it with you, and you're going to need more than you need just in case, right? And you know, the thing is with those big steel cookers like that, they cook very different in the winter than they cook in the summer because of the ambient temperature around them. And so that'd be a tip is if you do want one of these, if you're going to use it in the winter, which you would, a unit like that, you're going to use it year-round, just plan on a little longer cook, and you're going to need a little more fuel.
And the same thing is we can always modify it on the bottom, and we can put like a stainless steel pan that's insulated all the way around the bottom.
And then
so
you can
what
go
they'll
to,
do, they'll keep your temp even.
Yeah, nice.
And you can go to Home Depot and buy those cheap packing quilts.
Yeah.
And you can throw those over the top when you're using it.
I don't know. Yeah, this would be...
No, not of the firebox, right. But for the smoker itself.
Right, yep.
Exactly. It
but
helps.
It's too
you
pretty.
Found out how much
man,
it helps.
It's painted orange and black. It's gorgeous. And so, Marcus, how do people get a hold of you if they want to have one fab? Because this one's for sale. Said you want about $8,000 for it. But if you see it, that sounds like a giant number. Not at all.
No.
Not at all.
That's a $12,000
right.
Smoker all
so,
day long.
So if you're interested in that, this is not only a showpiece, but it's going to cook like crazy for you. That's cool. But how
gorgeous.
Can people get a hold of you?
Our website is www.idealweldingusa.com.
Nice. Love the USA on the back end of that, brother.
You can go right there and everything will...
All right. Right. So, Marcos Fernandez, Ideal Welding Solutions, we appreciate you being on the show today, and good luck to you, man. You're an entrepreneur, and we love you. You listen to the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.